headlines, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vows to stay in politics as the parliament is set to vote on a new coalition cabinet that could end his 12-year-long rule. China reacts to G7 leaders' plans to counter its infrastructure scheme, saying the days when small groups of nations decided to the fate of the rest of the world is gone. Russia reports nearly 15,000 new infections from coronavirus, the largest one-day national caseload since February 13. Thank you for joining us. My name is Gisumi Shahmadi, and these are our top stories this hour. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to stay in politics as he addressed lawmakers ahead of Parliament's vote on a new coalition cabinet. Netanyahu pledged to return soon to lead Israel in the way that he wants. He has been in power for 12 straight years, now a coalition of 8 parties, including right-wing, left-wing, and centrist ones, is set to unseat him. Right-wing Naftali Bennett is expected to become the new prime minister if the Knesset gives its vote of confidence to the new cabinet. He would be replaced 2 years later by centrist Yair Lapid. The coalition cabinet aims to end 2 years of political deadlock in Israel, where 4 inconclusive elections were held. The Palestinian resistance movement Hamas has reacted to remarks by Foreign Minister of the United Arab Emirates, Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan. Hamas spokesman in a tweet said that the remarks made by the top Emirati diplomat are in line with the Israeli regime's aspirations and false accounts. Hazem Qasem added that the comments also run counter to approaches and viewpoints of Arab nations supporting the resistance front in occupied Palestine. In his recent remarks, Al Nahyan expressed regret that some countries have not put movements such as Hamas on their list of terrorist groups. He also expressed hope that the normalization of ties between Abu Dhabi and Tel Aviv would pave the way for other Arab countries to follow suit. Political commentator Mohsen Saleh says the latest remarks by the UAE foreign minister show that the country is acting against Palestinians' right to defend themselves against Israeli atrocities.
So I'm not surprised, actually, of these declarations, of these statements, which indicate to the ignorance and to the unjust words of the about the Palestinian issue and the Palestinian resistance. Instead of helping, instead of trying to condemn the Israeli atrocities against the children and the women and the elderly in Palestine, they condemn the resistance. They are against the right of the Palestinians of defending themselves. And I guess this trend will be defeated. I guess this trend is breathlessly trying to keep its point, its post in this region. And I guess they are counting their ends.
The French president has called on the UK to respect its post-Brexit trade agreement with the European Union. During a press conference at the G7 summit, Emmanuel Macron urged the UK to respect its own Brexit deal seriously, calmly, and professionally. A diplomatic row has broken out between UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson and EU leaders. That came after Brussels refused to budge on trading rules that Johnson had agreed as part of the Brexit deal. Tensions worsened after Macron reportedly said Northern Ireland was not part of the UK during a G7 summit meeting. In response, Johnson said Britain would do whatever it took to protect its territorial integrity. China China has cautioned the leaders of the group of seven developed countries at the days when, quote, small group of nations decided the fate of the world are long gone. The Chinese embassy in London underlined that Beijing believes that all countries are equal and that world affairs should be handled through consultation with all states. The reaction came after G7 leaders in their summit in Carbis Bay in southwest England addressed strategic competition with China. The leaders from Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the UK, and the United States unveiled a project to counter China's trillion-dollar infrastructure scheme called the Belt and Road Initiative. Russia has reported nearly 15,000 new COVID infections in the past 24 hours. That is the largest one-day caseload there since February 13th. Russia's coronavirus task force also said nearly 360 people died of COVID-19 across the country during the same period. That takes the country's total death toll from the pandemic to 126,430. Russian officials are trying to slow the spread of a new wave of the coronavirus. They have ordered workers in the capital, Moscow, to stay off work this coming week. They have also imposed restrictions on many businesses. Spaniards have hit the streets of Madrid to protest against possible pardons for 12 jailed Catalan pro-independence leaders.
I believe that the government should be reined in a little on the issue of pardons. I believe that not everything is valid. It is not correct that if they have pro-independence supporters as partners in the government, they give them everything. I think that enough is enough. This has to be stopped now. It has to be solved however it can be solved. But of course, the solution is not a pardon. And it is not a pardon because your government partners force you to give them a pardon. They must show contrition and not do it again. And what these people are saying is that they do not even repent and that they are going to do it again.
Opposition lawmakers from conservative, far-right, and centrist parties joined the Madrid rally. The protesters held up banners calling for the resignation of Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez. Anger boils in Spain after a left-wing government said that 12 Catalan politicians could be pardoned soon. The country's Supreme Court has also opposed the move. 2 years ago, it convicted the 12 Catalans for their role in a 2017 failed referendum on independence from Spain. The opposition has accused the government of planning pardons to legitimize an ongoing crime. In France, marches have been held against the rise of a racist far right and in defense of liberties. Protesters fear that impunity of the Islamophobic and racist militias they have asked the French government to take popular measures instead of copying far-right topics. Our correspondent from Paris has more.
Against the racist and Islamophobic far-right, in defense of public and individual liberties, that's the main slogan of 140 marches that took place all over France, organized by more than 100 organizations and associations. The protesters say there is an urgency to stop the rise of far-right militias and parties in France that act more and more openly and in full impunity.
It's the first time that we see people producing videos with death threats and using real bullets in a killing setup. We didn't realize the nature of the danger that's rising in our country. The day after the video, the president of the republic's been slapped in the face. I think that now many people are aware of the gravity of the situation.
Earlier this year, thousands of militaries, amongst them dozens of generals, openly called for law and order against the danger of Islamization of the French society. Earlier this week, a known far-right activist posted a video where he steps with a knife and shoots with real bullets a puppet representing progressive activists and calling for the murder of journalists and the left leader Mélenchon. One day later, a far-right activist slapped President Macron in the face, shouting a royalist slogan. But instead of facing a danger of a fascist putsch, the French French government was occupied in endless debates in Parliament and Senate about separatism targeting directly the Muslim community or in voting laws protecting the police.
The French government should be a barrier, but step by step it is becoming a bridge to the far right because the government is introducing in the public debate topics like migration and so-called separatism. There is clearly an authoritarian drift of the government, and all these issues pave the way for the far right.
The far right tries to introduce in France as a unique issue the Muslims and the insecurity. These are not the problems that we face. We face social and health problems. These are the real problems.
Protesters say that an authoritarian and racist drift in the French society is already taking place. This ideology is officially carried by the Marine Le Pen party. Instead of facing this danger, they say the French government is copying parts of the far-right program and is not making any concessions to the popular movement like the Yellow Vest protests. Presidential elections will take place in France in less than 1 year, and the odds of a racist and Islamophobic far-right leader taking the reins remain high. Christian Hunt, Paris.
For the last time, the seven presidential candidates stood toe-to-toe at the headquarters of Iran's national television, the IRIB, to face off for the third and final debate. While the debate was themed with people's concerns, it was derailed every once in a while toward other issues, such as foreign policy, a topic toward which the two camps of the principalists and the reformists have conflicting stances. The debate saw the two pro-reformist candidates, Abdel Nasser Himati and Mohsen Mehranizadeh, stressing the need for Iran to join the Paris-based Financial Action Task Force, or the FATF, a global intergovernmental organization tasked with combating money laundering and terrorism financing. Iran and North Korea are the only two countries in the world that have not signed up for the FATF.
Mr. Jalili, only you and North Korea are saying that the FATF is useless. Are you saying the 200 countries around the world which signed the FATF do not understand that it's useful or not? The FATF is meant to contain money laundering and terrorism. Please think twice before making any comment.
Saeed Jalili, a heavyweight principalist, called Iran's entrance into the FATF an irreparable mistake that completes the puzzle of sanctions by the West and the U.S.
Entering into some international conventions is a mistake. You agree to enter into the FATF, but then they will decide the next step for you.
But he did not elaborate on his stance during the debate. Along with other journalists, I waited outside the debate studio to investigate his take on the FATF and how he would treat the international convention should he become the next Iranian president.
The Iranian government has already signed an action plan with the FATF. Rouhani has agreed that Iran implement 39 out of the 41 articles of the FATF. Iran did comply with those 39 articles, yet that organization has approved only 16 of them. Furthermore, the FATF has made an announcement that if Iran fulfills the entire 41 articles, still it would define the next step for the country. Iranians need to know about these facts.
As part of Iran's action plan with the FATF, initially agreed upon more than 6 years ago, the country had to finalize four pieces of legislation. Two were passed by a reformist-dominated parliament, but the incumbent principalist-heavy parliament has halted the approval of the two remaining bills and referred them to the arbitration body, the Expediency Council, whose secretary is another presidential runner, Mohsen Rezai. Rezai says any decision regarding the FATF now is tied to whether the U.S. would lift its anti-Iran sanctions as part of the ongoing Vienna talks between Iran and the parties to the nuclear deal over the revival of the 2015 accord. This is how the upcoming presidential election could shape Iran's foreign policy. Iranians will go to polls on June 18th to choose their next president.
While many Iranians are still undecided on a single candidate, the debates have helped them to narrow down their choices. But the question of who will be the next Iranian president will be answered on June 18th. Yusuf Jalali, Tehran.
Members of the Islamic Movement of Nigeria have renewed their call for the release of their leader, Sheikh Ibrahim al-Zakzaki, who has been in detention for over 2,000 days. Danjuma Abdullahi has more.
To mark the 2,000 days of the detention of Sheikh Zakzaki, the Islamic Movement in Nigeria issued a statement expressing concern over the continuous detention of the Islamic cleric, but most especially the silence of other Nigerians over this injustice. In December 2015, Sheikh Zakzaki was arrested by security forces following an attack on his home and worship center, where hundreds of his supporters were killed by soldiers. The statement by the Islamic Movement said the silence of those who are supposed to condemn the injustice is more painful than the jubilation of the oppressors.
The masses should know that if today is Sheikh Zakzaki, tomorrow it may be you. If you are a Christian and the government is detaining the Sheikh, well, you want to kill the Sheikh because he doesn't practice the same ideology in Islam with them, what about you that you are a Christian? We should come out and join hands and fight against injustice and say no to injustice and oppression.
For over 5 years, members of the Islamic Movement have been coming out to protest, seeking for the release of Sheikh Zakzaki, but the Nigerian government has kept a deaf ear. Over 300 supporters of Sheikh Zakzaki were killed and dumped in a mass grave without proper identification and funeral prayers. This and the attack on Sheikh Zakzaki and his supporters, according to the Islamic Movement, were despicable and unacceptable.
That is the worst that has happened in the history of Africa, where a detachment of army of a country, we launch an attack to a bona fide citizen of an innocent citizen to his house, is the worst crime against humanity in the history of Africa.
Sheikh Ibrahim al-Zakzaki is spending close to 6 years in detention. The Islamic Movement in Nigeria called on the Nigerian authorities to comply with the Federal High Court order and release Sheikh Zakzaki and his wife Zainab. Danjuma Abdullahi, Abuja.
That brings us to the end of this edition of World News.
This is the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran's broadcasting. The voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is broadcast daily round the clock for listeners across the globe. The voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran can be heard via internet, shortwave, medium wave, FM, and satellites. Our listeners in Indian subcontinent can listen to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave, 41 meters, 7,410 kilohertz, every day from 1520 to 1620 UTC. Also, our listeners in Europe can tune in to English service of the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave, 31 meters, 9,855 kilohertz, and in Southern Africa via shortwave, 31 meters, 9,835 kilohertz every day from 1920 to 2020 UTC. Our listeners in Tehran can also listen to our program via FM 91.5 megahertz. You can also listen to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on Hotbird, Eutelsat 3B, and IranSat or BAT 5 and via internet. Our internet address is parstoday.com/EN. And now you can listen to IRIB English Radio via your mobile phone. Please refer to our website for the details. Please send your correspondence to the English program, P.O. Box 1-9395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran, or email us to englishradio@irib.ir. We would be very pleased to have your comments about audio quality and other means. Thank you.
Tell a little about yourself.
I'm Eric Shumanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of
writing. Listeners special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, salam, dear listeners, warmest greetings to you, and welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, June 13th, 2021. I'm Atef Erfani hosting this program today. As you know, Listeners Special is a Sunday program where your views are presented through emails and letters or messages. So, contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcast. Tell us your views about our programs. Or if you have any messages for our dear listeners around the world, then record your voice, send it to us, and get your voice heard. Remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important. Keep us company until the end of the program. Hello again. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, the Sunday program, your program. And as usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. Yes, these reception reports are very useful and important to us in IRIB English Radio, especially to our technicians and engineers. These reception reports enable us to provide a better service to our dear listeners around the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving an EQSL card from us. Yes, these days we send you EQSL cards. And here, I do appreciate those of our dear listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports, including Mizanur Rahman from Bangladesh. Hello, Mizanur Rahman from Bangladesh, and thank you very much for sending us reception reports. Yes, Mizanur Rahman is one of our regular listeners. And another regular listener from Latvia, Andrew Kuznetsov, has sent us a reception report. And also Fakri from Indonesia has sent us a reception report. And here I truly appreciate those of our listeners who have kindly sent us emails and letters from around the world, which I mention some of their names here, and later during the program, I will read their emails or letters, including Shailesh Vaid from India has sent us an email. Sergey M. Izumov from Russia, one of our regular listeners, has sent us an email. Murti from India has sent us an email, and from England we have an email from Patrick Traverse. Patrick is also one of our regular listeners. Muhammad Sharifal Islam from Bangladesh, one of our regular listeners, has sent us an email, and so many other emails which, because of the time, I can't read their names, but in upcoming programs of Listeners Special, I will read their emails or letters. For the time being, stay with us, please. After a short break, I will be back with all these kind emails and letters. Stay tuned. Welcome back. Here we have an email from India. This email is from one of our listeners, Murti. Murti from India says, as a regular World Service listener for many years, I am happy to tell you that during those years, I have learned so much about your beautiful country. There have been many changes in different areas in your country, such as economic, social, and tourism fields, which people of your country will benefit from. I have reasons to stay a regular listener of your English broadcast, but the most important reason is quality of good English programs. I should say that your radio is my favorite worldwide broadcasting service, so I would like to put my World Radio Club address on your mailing list for your programs. Thank you, and we are waiting to hear about you very soon. Please convey my best wishes to staff of IRIB English Service. First of all, salam and warmest greetings to you, Moti from India, and deepest thanks to you for sending us this really encouraging and inspiring message to staff of IRIB English Radio. Your views on IRIB English Radio programs were very inspiring, and it seems that you've already joined IRIB English Radio, and this message really shows your commitment, your love, and your kindness toward IRIB English Radio. It's really amazing that you learned so much about Iran through our radio. It's great. So in your upcoming emails or letters, please tell us what exactly you've learned from IRIB English Radio. As you said, you've learned a lot about Iran through our radio. It's great. It's an honor. And it's also really wonderful to know that you have found reasons to stay committed to our radio, including, as you said, the quality of the programs. Thank you. Thank you so much for your compliments, Murti from India. We are so honored to have you with us as a loyal and regular listener of IRIB English Radio. We wish you all the best, yes. We in Iran and in IRIB English Radio, we wish you all the best. Please keep in touch with us. We will send you very soon an EQSL card. Let this relationship continue. Murti from India, write to us soon and tell us your views about IRIB English Radio broadcast. And here we have a message from Russia. This message, this email actually, is from Sergei M. Izumov. Sergei is one of our regular listeners who says, it would be great if you send me out your frequency list. Also, please send me your beautiful postcards representing different corners of Iran and other promotional items, if possible. Salam, Sergei M. Izumov from Russia, and thanks a lot for sending us this message. You're a regular listener of IRIB English Radio, and you must know that, you know, we have the frequency schedule. We have this schedule on our website. Yes, you can find the frequency list on our website at www.parstoday.com/en. Yes, again, www.parstoday.com/en. Yes, you can find the frequency list, the frequency schedule of our broadcast there. And my colleagues will send you very soon an EQSL card, as well as the promotional items of IRIB English Radio, if available and if possible. Sergei M. Izumov from Russia, write to us soon and tell us your views about our Arab English radio programs. Thank you very much. Well, dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with other emails and letters from around the world. Please stay with us. Well, you just heard a piece of Iranian traditional music, and I really enjoyed it. From India, we have an email from Shailesh Wait from India. Shailesh, he or she says, I happened to hear your program on global warming a few days ago. The reception was quite clear. I really enjoyed listening to this informative program. I especially found very interesting how global warming is affecting our lives as human beings in a negative way. I thank you for producing such quality programs, and I would look forward to listen to many such programs on your radio station in the future. First of all, salam, Shailesh Wait from India, and warmest greetings to you. Many thanks for sending us this email. So, you had the chance to catch a program on global warming. I guess it was a program in the limelight. Yes, we have a program called In the Limelight, and I think you catch the program about global warming in this program, In the Limelight. We have had such programs on this subject in this program, In the Limelight, and we're so glad that you found this program very informative. Thank you very much. And we're so glad that you found our broadcast very informative and interesting. Anyway, wish you all the best. Shailesh Wait from India, write to us soon. Keep in touch with us and tell us your views about other programs of IRIB English Radio, because this helps us to make better and the high quality of the programs in IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much, Shailesh Wait from India. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. And here, we have an email from Bangladesh. This email is from Muhammad Shariful Islam. Muhammad Shariful Islam is one of our regular listeners who says, thank you for being in touch with us. This is to inform you that I am always listening to IRIB English Radio every now and then, and I have some reception reports of past month with some comments which I shall send in the coming days when I manage to find some time. Thank you in advance. Wishing you health and well-being during this pandemic. Salam and warmest greetings to you, Muhammad Shariful Islam from Bangladesh, and warmest and deepest thanks to you for sending us this email. Muhammad Shariful Islam is one of our regular listeners. Thank you very much for sending us this email. And it's great. So you prefer listening to IRIB English Radio. As you said, you every now and then listen to this program. You said you always listen to this program and every now and then have the reception reports of the past month. Thank you very much. We also wish you the best, especially wish you the best quality of the health and life and well-being during this pandemic. And we wish this pandemic, be eradicated throughout the world very soon. Thank you very much, Muhammad Shariful Islam from Bangladesh. Write to us soon. Well, dear listeners, after a short break, we will be back with other emails and letters from around the world. Welcome back from England, from Patrick Travers from England, one of our regular listeners. We have an email. This email says, "Dear friends, I found listening to your English broadcast this evening very interesting and enjoyable. I would be very interested in learning more about your broadcast, and I would welcome any information. Please, will you send a program schedule and pennant or any other publicity manual? First of all, hello, salam, Patrick Travers from England, and thank you very much for sending us this email. So you found listening to our English broadcast this evening, in your time, of course, in time of writing this email, very interesting and enjoyable. Okay, why don't you tell us the name of that program? Yes, tell us your views about our broadcast. Boy, your views, you dear listeners, you know, your views help us make better and better programs in the future. Yes, tell us your views about our broadcast. And you said that you are interested in learning more about our broadcast and welcome any information. Yes, you can find any information about IRIB English Radio and the archive of our program in our website at www.parsley.com/en. You can find the program schedule, the time of our programs, and also the archive of our program. Also, the online broadcast of our radio, IRIB English Radio, is available also in our website. If your shortwave radio is not available at the time you want to listen to our radio. And my colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card. And the promotional items and the pennant you've requested will be sent to you as soon as possible, if possible and available. Anyway, Patrick Travers from England, thank you very much for sending us this email. Write to us soon and tell us your views about our broadcast. Dear listeners, here we reach to the section of this week's interview, which is conducted with one of our regular listeners. Please take a listen.
My name is Chris Dan here. I'm retired. I'm coming up to 75 years old, and I live in Hertfordshire. That's about 30 miles north, Sydney's in Hertfordshire, 30 miles north of London. And I've been a shortwave listener now for about 60-odd years. Overall, I find the programs of RRB very interesting, obviously complete opposite to what we're learning in the media in Great Britain. This is obviously, again, a political situation in your country, but obviously it gives the enlightenment of your view of your side and particularly your part of the world as to what's going on. Particularly some of the news in the Middle East is not covered here in our local media. In fact, during the last week, the local media has been just obsessed with Brexit and Mr. Boris Johnson, and anything else that's happened on the international scene has really pretty well been ignored. A message to our listeners is obviously keep listening to IRIB, because obviously you're providing a very good service in giving an opposite view of what a lot of the media are saying in another part of the world. And I think this is important. Otherwise, not everyone gets one point of view, and there's nothing outstanding on the other side. And possibly the other side is right. And this has quite often happened before.
And wishing you all the best in your health and in your life, we wrap up this week's edition of Listeners Special, the Sunday program. Please keep in touch with IRIB English Radio, and goodbye.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to englishradio@irib.ir. That is one word, englishradio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pasttoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all for being with IRIB English Radio.
Is there any other way to get familiar with Islam besides mainstream media? Try IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. As you know, we've been examining the meaning of justice and wisdom as two of God's attributes which have been mentioned in the religious texts, such as the Quran and the prophetic traditions and the traditions of our infallible imams, alayhim as-salam. If you remember, we said that wisdom refers to the fact that a certain action is performed in the best way, in such a way that the action or the thing created is strong, is fortified, is very difficult to become corrupted and be destroyed. Justice, if you remember, we said means to place something in the proper place that's suitable to it, to do something at the proper time that's suitable to it, in such a way that's suitable to it. These were the two meanings of these two attributes. As you can see, these two are attributes of God's actions when we use them to refer to God, or we predicate them for God. The question that you want to ask is this: what is the connection between these two attributes, these two characteristics? Is there any connection between them? If so, what is the connection between them? And then, obviously, if there is no connection to them, why is it that we have been talking about these together as basically one attribute of God? The answer to this question is this: that there is a connection between these two. There is a necessary connection between them, and it is for this reason that we've been talking about them. And if our esteemed listeners refer to some of the books of Islamic theology, they can see that usually these two attributes are mentioned together and alongside one another by our scholars. In order to explain this further, let's turn once again to the meaning of these two attributes and see how they're connected to one another. We said that an action is just if it's performed in the way that's suitable to it, if everything that is suitable to it is given to it. At the same time, an action is wise if it's strong, if it's fortified, if it's not easily corruptible, it's not capable of being destroyed so easily. Just by glancing at the meaning of these two terms, we can understand that there is a necessary connection between them. If something is created in such a way that's suitable to it, obviously it's going to last, it's not going to be capable of easily being destroyed. Like, for example, if you say that you plant a flower in your garden, let's illustrate this by way of an example. Let's say that you plant a rose in your garden and that you give to the rose everything that it needs in order to survive. You give it water, you make sure you plant it in a place where it gets sufficient amount of light, right? That you place it in a place where wind doesn't affect it, cold winds don't affect it, right? Obviously, if you do it in this way, you take care of it in this way, you're being just because you're doing everything that's necessary and suitable for this rose. Obviously, if you do this, this rose is going to blossom in a very beautiful and refined manner, and it's going to last, right? So it's not only is this action just, but it's also wise. It's not only is this action an instance of adl and justice, it's an instance of wisdom. This is the reason why we say that God's creation is wise, and it's also just, and these two necessitate one another, because he's given everything that his creation needs, and for this reason, his creation lasts, and it's the best form of creation, and it's not easily destructible. Thank you for joining us here today. We were examining the meaning of justice and wisdom and their connection with one another. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key. on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
You have just listened to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran's broadcasting. The Voice of Islamic Republic of Iran is broadcast daily from 1920 to 2020 UTC on the following frequencies. 31 meters, 9,855 kilohertz for Europe, and 31 meters, 9,835 kilohertz for Southern Africa. And FM, 91.5 megahertz for Tehran. You can also listen to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on Hotbird, Eutelsat 3B, and IranSat or BAT 5 and via Internet. Our internet address is parstoday.com/en. And now you can listen to IRIB English Radio via your mobile phone. Please refer to our website for the details. Please send your correspondence to the English program P.O. Box 19395-6767 Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran, or email us to englishradio@irib.ir. We would be very pleased to have your comments about audio quality and other means. Thank you.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Leader's speech in meeting with members of Assembly of Experts. This is part of a speech delivered on August 31, 2006 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with members of the Assembly of Experts.
Countries keep the armed forces prepared. Soldiers in different countries are in their camps and they do not particularly do anything, but they keep them for the time they need them. The issue of the assembly of experts is like this. If this assembly does not exist, then at the time the country suffers from lack of leadership, there is no hand to solve the problems that may arise. This is the assembly whose work solves major problems at that moment of crisis and need. So this assembly should always exist. It should always be prepared and aware of developments. It should constantly evaluate the important and fundamental issues of the country, and it should carry out its main responsibility, which is electing the leader when there is the need. This shows the significance of the assembly of experts. At the moment of crisis, playing roles is the responsibility of this assembly. One can see that the regulations which the Constitution has specified for forming the assembly of experts are the most reasonable and rational regulations. Otherwise, if it had been the responsibility of the people or a specific group of people to elect the leader at the moment of need, this was unprecedented. Then that group of people would definitely have faced insoluble problems.
Subhanallah, hamdan lillah, wa la ilaha illallah. Subhanallah, hamdan lillah.
Constitution has completely involved the people in electing the members of the Assembly of Experts. It is the people who choose and who create this spiritual fund for the country. And this spiritual fund will carry out the task that it should when necessary. This is the main task, and this is how we understand the significance of the Assembly of Experts. Well, this important position and role brings about certain requirements which are natural. The more important the work is, and the more fundamental and the pivotal the role is, the more serious requirements will naturally follow it. The first thing that is considered to be one of the requirements of this position is that we should do something to make the Assembly of Experts trustworthy and acceptable for the people. Any move which leads to the weakening of the Assembly of Experts is the opposite of this outlook. The Assembly of Experts should not be weakened and undermined.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, all praises to Allah, all praises to Allah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, all praises to Allah, all praises to
This is IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.